I invite us now to return to the biblical story of Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, which we will use as a base for our prayer today. Let us take a moment to imagine ourselves as part of the crowd, walking alongside Jesus as we enter the east gate of the city. We feel the warmth of the spring sun brush at the dust rising up from the dry roads. Join in the shouts of Alleluia and absorb the sounds of feet shuffling, donkey clopping, cloaks flapping, palm branches rustling, and in the distance, the sounds of the Roman army marching in the opposite gate, as was their custom at festival time, with drums beating, horses galloping, weapons clanking. Gracious One, may we experience your presence as we pray using the images of this scripture. First, we focus on the figure of Jesus, your beloved Son, who had the courage to set his face towards Jerusalem in order to speak your truth to institutional power, the truth that all people are your beloved ones, and that all are entitled to live in your community in which there is enough for all. Jesus rode that donkey in the midst of the joyful crowd, knowing that his message could incite persecution, imprisonment, and death. We give thanks, wondrous presence, for the example Jesus provided. And think now of the people around our world today, activists, journalists, ordinary people, who have been inspired to non-violently speak and act on behalf of your beloved people and creation itself. People who did not run away. We celebrate your work through them and hold them in your divine protection as they move about freely or secretly or suffer in prison or die. We name them now in silence or out loud. We give thanks for the people in this congregation who have spent much of their lives living your truth, and for the few moments when each of us has taken action or spoken out, regardless of the cost. May we continue to receive your courage and to set our faces toward Jerusalem for the sake of what you love, O God. Next, we look at the people around Jesus. Some dance with joy because of his message and actions, they no longer sit outcast on the edges of dusty roads because of illness, disability, or different background. Some move freely, enjoying the lightness in their lives now that heavy burdens of guilt have been lifted. Others feel newly alive after being drawn out from the deadness of their previous lives. Still others are simply curious. We are grateful for the times in our lives when we have encountered your spirit and found our lives changed. Through quiet times alone, through encounters with present-day Jesus figures, through participation in your community. We pray now for ourselves and those we know and don't know who are in need of healing, release from burdens, renewal of life, and response to questions. We pray especially for Pat Ashwin, Mark Porteous, Georgia Haliner, and others we name now in silence or out loud. May we continue to celebrate your life-giving presence among us, O God. Last, we look at the Roman soldiers who exert power over others, who punish or eliminate those who don't obey or follow the right God or fit the mold. We recognize this instinct in ourselves. As we crowd around Jesus, we harbor a desire to overpower and suppress those who don't believe in your kind of community, O God. We hold ourselves in the presence of your transforming power and the oppressors of our day who exist in family and relationships, in democracies and dictatorships, in corporations and communities. We now pray responsibly with the church in Djibouti and Somalia as we travel to meet face to face with the oppressive powers of this world. Giver of life, we wait with you to bear your hope to places of despair, where love is denied, where justice is destroyed, where hope is crucified, where peace is no more, where truth is denied. Amen.